Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for members of the Supporting Club of the Veg Grower podcast. Titles just don't seem to roll off my tongue anymore. It is the March the 9th, 2023. My name's Richard, and I've got to say, I know we talk about the weather a lot here, but it certainly really has dropped. I believe it was the coldest day in March since 2010 the other day, with minus 16 being reported way up in the Scottish Highlands. Down here, it has been pretty cold. We haven't had any snow here, but we've had a lot of rain, which of course is filling up my water butts nicely. Now, you might be saying, well, you don't need any more water. Surely you haven't used that much. I have actually been watering the greenhouse quite a bit using rainwater. So there is some rainwater that is being used up. So I'm quite grateful in some ways, but I'm hoping it's going to dry up for the weekend. Let's have a quick look at the weather in preparation for the weekend to see what it's going to do. So just bringing it up now. Meant to be windy tomorrow, rain on Saturday and Sunday, although not much rain, but a little bit on the cold side. But it does look like it's going to start warming up as well. Now, that's quite good. That's quite good for my plans for this weekend, because although it's going to be wet and rainy, what I'm hoping to do on Saturday, head down to the allotment as always, or always try to be on the allotment on a Saturday anyway. And I'm going to tidy up Scruffy Corner, which means clearing away the rubbish, taking apart the old compost bins. We'll break those that wood down and bring that home. Use up any compost that has been made. We'll use that for mulching our asparagus beds and a few of our other beds, and any of the other areas or other bits of uncomposted material we will add to the other compost bins and get those ready. So, well, get those rotting down for the coming period. But mulching the compost is the main thing, I think. We're using the compost to mulch a lot of our plants, especially asparagus bed and a rhubarb bed. It's what we're going to be focusing on really with Scruffy Corner. Added to that, I am also going to be looking at mulching some other beds on the allotment, just getting ready for the growing season. Now, I may also start sowing some peas on the allotment as well, just straight into the ground, ready to get those growing up and hopefully produce some nice peas in the future. At home on Sunday, well, probably Saturday afternoon as well, I am building the fourth bed on the allotment. This is the wooden framed bed. Going to build that on Saturday. I've got the wood in the back of a van at the moment, and that would be great because that's going to complete a lot of the big builds that I want to do here at home. We've got the veggie bed garden built. We've got the vegetable garden beds built. We've got to do a bit of work on the patio garden. And the following week, or sometime in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a few changes with the chickens. But more on that maybe next week. I'll put it like that. I don't want to say anything just yet, just in case it all goes wrong. So we could also, what I'm going to be doing, and I'm talking on Monday, on Monday's podcast, what I'm going to be doing is going with the view, can I sow any seeds outside yet? So I'm going to be checking the temperature of the soil in order to see if there are any seeds that we can sow outside over this weekend. I'm going to be looking particularly peas, as I've already said, spinach, maybe beetroot, anything like that that I can sow outside. It may not work. We've got to find out what the soil temperature does and how it will, whether it will work. Now, soil temperature is obviously very, very important, and that's coming up on Monday's podcast. Now, talking of seed sowing, because it has been so cold, what I decided to do was sow the sweet peppers that have gone out in this month's gift pack. I thought that was going to be a good one to sow in my kitchen windowsill, because we need them in the warm. They really need a temperature between 20 to 25 degrees C in order to germinate, so somewhere warm. Now, What we could do, if you have a airing cupboard with a water heater in there, you could get them to germinate in there. Once they have germinated, move them out and pop them onto a warm kitchen windowsill to grow on. But just to get them to germinate, somewhere hot like an airing cupboard does a world of good. I personally don't use it because the wife uses the airing cupboard a lot for our towels and things and wouldn't like those covered in mud. So I stick to one of my windowsill. I've got to admit, usually I'll be using my heated propagators, but with the cost of living crisis, I've thrown this in this year and it is really not. Not using the heated propagators, I'm noticing a massive difference in the quality of my germination and the plants growing on. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to sow those seeds, put them somewhere warm, and within 2 weeks, I would say, we should see some germination. Now, it may be a bit slower if it gets cold, but I think indoors is the key if they are to be germinate. Now, I always like to let them grow, and once we see the true leaves, that's when I will be pricking them out into their individual trays, just to give them a chance to grow on. I've actually started using like Jiffy plugs. So these are queer based compost. Like you can get them quite small and they're compressed. So you add water and they expand. And I'm finding those quite good for pricking out at the moment. You don't need a pot, but I'm really liking them for pricking out. And then eventually as they grow, we take that coir based thing and pull that into the soil where it will continue to grow. Or we can use them, of course, in plug plants, etc., etc. As you know, I'm a big fan of making them into plug plants at the moment too. Now, these sweet peppers are going to have to stay indoors or in a greenhouse. Now, I keep mine indoors till probably next month, April. Then I will put them into the greenhouse once I feel the greenhouse is warm enough to be able to cope with them. But we will continue to grow some inside the greenhouse, but we can actually plant these outside should we feel the need to. But we want to wait until the risk of frost has passed, usually mid-May, maybe even into June, depending on where you are. Basically, once the risk of frost has passed. Now, when they are planted outside, they could be in pots as well, but they do like a sunny spot with well-draining soil. Lots of sun, lots of heat, and lots of well-draining soil. Water them. You want to let the soil dry out between watering, a bit like chilies, just because that's how they are when they are naturally found near the equator, South America area. And then about once a week to every 2 weeks, feed them with a tomato feed, and that will help encourage healthy growth and fruiting. What you can also do, when the plants get to about 30 centimetres, pinch the top out to encourage a bushier plant. That it's not something I usually do, but it's something that can be done if that is what you like. And then once the fruits are red or yellow, depending, like they'll probably start off going yellow, then turn to red. Once they are where you are happy with them, pick them and eat them. Don't forget, you can save the seed on these to try and grow again next year. That's probably something I will look at doing as well. And right, before I wrap up, I have got a video. I've just put a video up on the YouTube channel. It was meant to go up yesterday. I've had a bit of a nightmare week. But I put a video up for an allotment tour earlier today. And tomorrow, I am getting the details out for the alternative veg grower show. Now this is going to be a lot of fun. It's for you guys to have a bit of a, well, everyone involved, it's just the chance that we get a bit of alternative growing, a bit of expressing or celebrating the failures or the things that are not so good, as well as the things that go fun. This is all going to be online just due to the fact that trying to do it not in person just isn't going to work. I've tried arranging meetups and it just doesn't seem to work. So it's going to be a lot of fun just doing this online. we're not doing prizes, because if you get prizes, you then have to try and get a lot of legal stuff in place, which means that it has to be done in a way that can be judged fairly. And I don't know if anybody's going to cheat, I'll be honest. You know, we're doing this purely on faith. We're going to be trusting that the photos people are sending in are their own photos. So if anybody does cheat, they're not doing themselves any favours. It's not going to get anything for them. So that's how we are doing it. But yeah, look out for that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, this little veg grower show, alternative veg grower show. So keep your eye out for it, and let me know what categories you will be participating in when I go live. It'll be tomorrow evening, I suspect. Right, guys, you take care. I'll see you again next time.